Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. Friday?
It is Friday.
Friday.
On the Tech Table, we always talk about Friday favorites.
Yes, favorite things. I like to go around the office and do a little poll amongst our team members.
Yeah, and I see this one is called This or That.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to change things up and not just be like, hey, what's your favorite bubble gum? You know, sometimes that's fun. That's great.
Right.
But sometimes I put a little spin on
You're
the face.
You're getting more creative. So.
Well, you know, Very good. Do what I can. Very so good. This or that, I came up with a list of basically, I guess some of these are like opposite things, you know, opposite items. And I said, would you rather have this or that? And
right. Did I see this list? I don't remember seeing this at all.
No, I imagine you saw this list.
You definitely, I think you exclude me from some of these.
No.
Okay, well.
But, you know, maybe this was just a day you weren't feeling like answering.
Yeah, maybe so. So, your this or that list.
Yes. I wanted people to choose from black or white, birds or bees, in-ear headphones or over-the-ear headphones, pen or pencil, sweet or sour, apples or oranges, space or sea, and finally, the Beatles or the Who.
There you go.
Now, how I came up with this list, it's top secret classified information.
All right. You had a formula?
No.
Okay.
I just brainstormed.
There you go. It's a good list.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Jody in design chose black, birds, in-ear headphones, pen instead of pencil, which
yeah,
is interesting because
she
she's
pen.
An artist. That's interesting. Sweet instead of sour. That's not surprising. Jody's very sweet. And then apples because she loves fall and autumn. People are starting to think about that, I think. She chose the sea over the space. And then the Beatles over the Who.
You know, and I think you can tell a lot about a person when they choose one or the other.
You can. You can also tell a lot about a person when they don't even send them the list to choose from.
Ooh.
Just kidding.
Ouch.
All right. So then John in tech.
Yeah. John had a lot of the same answers as Jody, but a few of them differed. So he also prefers black. He prefers bees, however, not birds. I don't know. That surprised me, but...
If you like honey, maybe.
Yeah. He likes over-the-ear headphones. Mechanical pencil. He was very specific about his pencil.
I break those. Yes.
He likes sweet. He likes oranges.
Ew.
The sea. And then he says neither about
neither
the Beatles
or
the Who.
The Who. Well, it's a sad day.
I don't know what he'd have to do. If he could only listen to one, he chose neither. It's just sad. But Donnie then comes in.
Yes, Donnie at the front desk.
And he's actually third. He's our third black. Like, nobody's choosing white so far.
No one chose white. They're all which is very interesting to me. But anyway, so yeah, he chose black instead of white. And then birds instead of bees.
Mm-hmm.
In-ear headphones over the ear. And then he chose pen instead of pencil. Sour instead of sweet. Orange instead of apple. Space instead of sea. And Florence and the Machines, because he doesn't care for either the Beatles or the Who. He likes Florence and the Machines.
It's not American.
He's been on a kick lately.
Yeah. So anyway, just kind of an interesting little twist on our Friday faves for you guys.
It is. So why don't you figure out, you know, out there in Radio Land, do you like black or white, birds or bees, in-ear headphones, over-the-ear headphones, pen or pencil, sweet or sour, apples or oranges, space or sea, and the Beatles or the Who?
These are the tough, hard-hitting questions
on
Tech
Table. Or the Gaither Vocal Band.
There you go.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.